It's great to welcome back to the show Steve Trevino, stand-up comedian. Last time we were on, we were talking about how he was putting together this special, My Life in Quarantine. It's a big hit. It has now been ordered by Amazon, where you can check it out there. We'll talk about that in a second. But, Steve, you're on the road, right? You're working in Phoenix right now as we speak, right?
Yeah, I finally got to leave Texas after... After being shut down for so long. I was only working in and around Texas, and 2 weeks ago I finally made it to Palm Beach, Florida. Then I did Miami, and unfortunately I was not flying back to Texas. I came straight to Phoenix.
So as a Texan, and I know you, at least when you were here, you wore your A&M hat, so you're pretty Texas through and through. And I have a cousin who lives in San Antonio. First of all, it's snowing down there, which is weird. But then they have to boil their water. They don't have any power. Are there any answers to that, or are you like me, you just have no idea?
Man, look, I have no idea what is going on, and it cracks me up that, you know, Ted Cruz goes to Cancun and people are so appalled by it, and I'm like, okay, yeah, is that insensitive? Was that a bad move? Sure, but what do they think Ted Cruz does? Is he on the power lines fixing power lines? I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly what he does that could change the situation.
You know what's funny about senators? I don't really know what senators do outside of just vote in the Senate. They don't really do anything, do they?
Yeah, exactly, and it's like, oh my God, Ted Cruz went to Mexico. Well, I'm not mad at him. Talk about perfect timing, right?
Well, remember, Texans got mad when Tony Romo went with Jessica Simpson to Mexico during the bye week. You're supposed to stay in Texas.
Yeah, how dare you take a hot chick to Mexico when you're off? How dare you do that? But no, you know what? My friends, my family, you know, we're all in Texas, so the past few days have been a little rough, but I honestly... From the people I've been talking to, you know, Texans are very resilient. And, you know, my family that didn't have electricity, they had their generators and they had their neighbors. And, you know, for the first time in history, the fireplace in a Texas house is like, oh, I guess we do need this.
All right. Let's talk about the special, because one of the reasons your comedy works so well is a lot of people can relate to you and your wife, Renee. It's kind of like, you know, I liken it to Ray Romano a little bit. And so you're 2020. I mean, we always say we have all this time on our hands. What are we going to do with it? You guys really did something with your time here with this, didn't you?
Yeah, you know what? If I'm being completely honest, for the first time in my life, I found out what depression was. I was dealing with depression after sitting at my house and being unemployed and actually having anxiety attacks, which I had never experienced. And you know, it's one of those things that's hard to explain, but, you know, my wife looked at me and she said, hey, this isn't just happening to you. She goes, we have to do something. So we started going live every Wednesday on Facebook and having a good time with the fans and the people that were tuning in. And we decided, you know what, we're having a good time with this. Let's turn it into a podcast. So then we did that. And then I started writing all this material about what my experience was in quarantine, and we decided to film it as soon as we could and put it out there. And it's a very special because it is about my life in quarantine, but you know, we also in 2019 dealt with a miscarriage and were able to conceive during the pandemic. So I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to get on stage and talk about miscarriage and talk about the fact that here we are. And in my life in quarantine, at that time, my wife is 7 months pregnant. And to be able to go, hey, 2019 was rough. We had a miscarriage. 2020 was rough. But because of it, we have now, at this point, have a three-month-old baby girl. So I really felt like I needed to get something out there that was a stamp in time.
Yeah, the downs and ups, and congratulations on that. A couple more questions for Steve Trevino, My Life in Quarantine, his new special on Amazon. What would you say, I mean, do you have any tips that you've learned from overcoming? Because as you've said, even if we don't have depression, we have quarantine doldrums, we have cabin fever. Do you have any tips to share with people?
The people that I truly feel for are the single people who don't even have a pet. You know, I was lucky enough to have my wife and my kid and, you know, to be able to go take a walk outside. And I think, honestly, it's a mindset and staying positive and really, for me, mentally going, this isn't going to last forever. I'm going to get to go back on stage. I'm going to get to go back to normal. And for me, I think it's just having something to look forward to really helped.
Did you feel like you were getting rusty? Because I've spoken to comedians who, I mean, obviously you're going to be a little rusty, but I've spoken to comedians who were almost in a panic state, like, I don't even know if I know how to write a joke or even be funny. I can't even remember my last set that I did.
Yeah, no, for sure. I was definitely feeling rusty, and I was definitely feeling very insecure and afraid to go on stage after not being on stage for several months. And what people don't realize is, especially for me, since I was 20 years old, I was on stage doing minimum 6 shows a week for the past 20 years. So to all of a sudden come and then to realize, oh, no, this is a muscle. This is something that I do every day that I've gotten good at. Yeah, I mean, I was scared. I was nervous. And luckily for me, you know, being able to go on stage in Texas because, you know, they opened up things slowly, 25%. And I was going to San Antonio, Texas to walk on stage in front of, you know, sometimes 9 people. And that was kind of how I was able to get back on stage, was just literally walking on stage and talking. And it helped me get back in the groove. But, yeah, man, I was scared.
I know a lot of you guys and gals had to do those Zoom shows and any port in a storm, and maybe they threw a little coin at you. But, you know, for me, I'm used to, and I don't do jokes, but I'm used to zero feedback. I'm on the radio. I might get feedback 6 months from now when someone tells me they liked what I said. But for you, you say a joke and there's no laugh. You feel like the joke sucks. So what's it like when you're putting out all this A game and you can't even hear laughs?
Oh, man, it is heartbreaking. And not only that, you know, at one time, one of the shows that I did was one of these drive-up shows where everybody stays in their car, and instead of laughter, they would honk and flash their lights. And there is no skill for the timing on that. You know what I mean? So it's really one of those things that if you're not a professional comic, it's hard to keep your beats going because there is no feedback.
That's good stuff. So the thing you do with your wife, is that also the podcast, the Captain Evil one?
Yeah, you know what? My wife is such a big part of my act and my life, and I am a family man. You know, me being a family man is very important to me. As a matter of fact, we're in Phoenix today with my family, and I'm at a children's museum as I'm doing this because my family is a big part of my life, and I just thought, hey, why not show people more of my life through the podcast? And let people actually meet Captain Evil and meet the woman behind the joke. So it's been very successful.
I know how hard it is to get on these platforms, especially these days when you're already established. I mean, I see that Sam Morril, Joe List, Mark Norman, they shop their specials, really good specials, and they just finally put them on YouTube. So how huge is this to get Amazon to sign on?
We've been very lucky, you know. I have my very first special on Amazon that got put up there, you know, years ago, and that was a success. And then we put Till Death on Amazon, which is still on Amazon, and that was a success. So I think we've kind of proven to Amazon that we can bring eyeballs and that people do want me on Amazon. And I find it funny that when you put in STE in your search on Amazon Prime, I'm like the second Steve that comes up, or third Steve behind Steve Martin and some of those. So it's been really flattering to see that there is a market for me and people are supporting and people are watching. And I think at the end of the day, as you know, being in radio, it's all about eyeballs and selling tickets.
No doubt. And by the way, up here in my hometown of Richmond, California, we have a Mexican restaurant called Trevino's. It's even got the Enye and neon, but it shut down, and unfortunately it's got graffiti on it. I used to go there after softball games. If you ever want to get in the restaurant biz, it's already got your name on the building, Trevino's. What do you think?
I would love to, man, and I miss California so much, you know, for after living there for 14 years of my career and going back to Texas. The beautiful part was that me and my wife would tour in California. We'd get to go back and visit California, but, you know, I haven't been to Cali in so long, and I miss it, so maybe I do have to open a restaurant.
Very cool. And, as I said, he's in Phoenix. Look for him in March, Panama City, Oklahoma City at the Bricktown, Timonium, Maryland. Of course, that's Magoobies, the Chicago Improv, going all the way into the summer to the Pittsburgh Improv as well. Steve Trevino, check it out on Amazon, My Life in Quarantine. Steve, congratulations on the success, the new baby, and hopefully we'll catch up in person soon, man.
I appreciate you, my friend, and stay safe and healthy.